the glass eye. You can play a lot of tricks with a glass eye because you can take it out and pop it back in again any time you like. You can bet your life Mrs. Twit knew all the tricks. One morning she took her glass eye and dropped it into Mr. Twit's mug of beer and wasn't looking. Mr. Twit sat there drinking the beer slowly. The froth made a white ring on the hairs around his mouth. He wiped the white froth onto his sleeve and wiped his sleeve on his trousers. "You're plotting something," Mrs. Twit said, keeping her back turned so he wouldn't see that she had taken out her glass eye. "Whenever you go all quiet like that, I know very well you're plotting something." Mrs. Twit was right. Mr. Twit was plotting away like mad. He was trying to think up a really nasty trick he could play on his wife that day. "You'd better be careful," Mrs. Twit said, "because when I see you starting to plot, I watch you like a wombat." "Oh, do shut up, you old hag," Mr. Twit said. He went on drinking his beer and his evil mind kept working away on the latest horrid trick he was going to play on the old woman. Suddenly, as Mr. Twit tipped the last drop of beer down his throat, he caught sight of Mrs. Twit's awful glass eye staring back at him from the bottom of his mug. It made him jump. "I told you I was watching you," cackled Mrs. Twit. "I've got eyes everywhere, so you'd better be careful." The frog. To pay her back for the glass eye in his beer, Mr. Twit decided he would put a frog in Mrs. Twit's bed. He caught a big one down by the pond and carried it back secretly in a box. That night, when Mrs. Twit was in the bathroom getting ready for bed, Mr. Twit slipped the frog between her sheets. Then he got into his own bed and waited for the fun to begin. Mrs. Twit came back and climbed into her bed and put out the light. She lay there in the dark, scratching her tummy. Her tummy was itching. Dirty old hags like that always have itchy tummies. Then all at once she felt something cold and slimy crawling over her feet. She screamed. What's the matter with you? Mr. Twit said. "Help," screamed Mrs. Twit, bouncing about. "There's something in my bed. I'll bet it's a giant skilly wiggler I saw on the floor just now," Mr. Twit said. "That what?" screamed Mrs. Twit. "I tried to kill it, but it got away," Mr. Twit said. "It's got teeth like screwdrivers." "Help!" screamed Mrs. Twit. "Save me! It's all over my feet." "It'll bite off your toes," said Mr. Twit. Mrs. Twit fainted. Mr. Twit got out of bed and fetched a jug of cold water. He poured the water over Mrs. Twit's head to revive her. The frog crawled up from under the sheets to get near the water. It started jumping about on the pillow. Frogs love water. This one was having a good time. When Mrs. Twit came to, the frog had jumped up onto her face. This is not a nice thing to happen to anyone in bed at night. She screamed again. "By golly, it's a giant skillywiggler," Mr. Twit said. It'll bite off your nose." Mrs. Twit leapt out of bed and fell downstairs and spent the night on the sofa. The frog went to sleep on her pillow.